This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Well, good morning, church. My name is Matt, lead pastor here at Anchor, and it is great to see you here this morning. A few quick housekeeping things before we get into word this morning. The first is report back from the Acts 29 conference, which our staff and interns and a number of others from church went to last weekend. It was an amazing weekend away. I want to thank our Board of Ops for being willing to pay for our staff to go to that conference, pay for a night of accommodation. We came back full and satisfied and ready and inspired for the season ahead, and our hearts have been stirred with God's vision for church planting across our city. And so really good time away together as a team. Those times are invaluable as well. But just being fed by the word and being around a movement of people who are really excited about what God is doing in our nation and across our globe. One of the stories I wanted to share this morning with you was the story of, it's amazing to see. Quite often, the only thing we hear of Acts 29 are the big mega churches that are planted in urban centers of large cities in the world. But Acts 29 has two collectives, two branches that they've been working on. And one is called Church in Hard Places. And that is what Scotty and Ruth are working through at the moment as they plant in the Philippines amongst marginalized people, amongst sex workers. So they're doing that training at the moment. There are a bunch of churches globally who are participating in that program. But the other is the rural collective, and Acts 29 is pushing church planting in rural areas that are under-resourced. And so we heard of a number of stories across the weekend, which just it was so good to see what God is doing in across our city, across our world. One of the stories came from a couple called Jake and Kathy Swadling, who are planting a church by the name of Anchor Church in Port Adelaide. They've planted a church in the roughest suburb in Adelaide. It is a housing commission suburb. It has significant social problems, poverty, drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence. And they're doing an incredible work. They're ministering to drug addicts, recovering drug addicts. They've got a prison ministry that's happening. They're seeking to work with those who have been released from jail and helping them get plugged into community and discipling these guys. And it is messy as they do it. And it was just beautiful to see what God's doing through this church. Jake was sharing that God had given them a space, a community center, right bang in the middle of where their community is that they're trying to reach. And it has an adjoining wall to a pub on the other side of it. And the pub is called The Anchor, believe it or not. And here is Anchor Church behind the Anchor Pub in the middle of this housing commission suburb. And they've got this new space and they have no chairs to sit on as they gather to hear the word of God. And so we happen to have 100 chairs sitting in a storeroom here in Sydney collecting dust that we paid about $3,500 for when we first launched Anchor. And we actually needed to move those chairs on. They needed to get out of storage. And so we have paid for those chairs to be shipped to Adelaide. Can you believe it? It cost $900 to ship chairs to Adelaide. But what a blessing that is, that we get to partner with those guys in providing chairs that people can come and hear the good news of Jesus proclaimed. And so we love this partnership with Acts 29. We love being able to bless other churches. And so I'd encourage you guys to pray for Jake and Kathy in Anchor Church, Port Adelaide, and what God is doing there. Really encouraging to see that. The other piece of news is that late last year, I accepted an appointment to join the national leadership team of Acts 29 Australia, New Zealand. And so that means that I will be the region director for New South Wales, having oversight of the Acts 29 churches here in New South Wales and sitting on the national leadership team of Australia New Zealand board, which is a really significant thing for us as we think about what our vision is. And it dovetails so beautifully with Acts 29's vision to be church planting churches that would plant churches. So there's some really exciting things coming up. And the big one is that in 2020, Acts 29 conference is coming to Sydney, to our town, to our city. And I think it's about time that our national conference hits the largest mega city in Australia, which is Sydney. And so we're going to be hosting that and having a big part to play in that. Put that in your calendars. Feb 20 to 22 in 2020 with Pastor Leonce Crump, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. If you've heard Leonce preach, he is a phenomenal preacher, African-American pastor there in Atlanta, as well as our Aussie guys, Guy Mason from City on a Hill, Melbourne, Adam Ramsey from Liberty Church, and our network director for Acts 29. It is going to be a huge, huge weekend for us. So Feb 20 to 22 next year, lock that one in your calendars. Don't miss it. We'll get some promo out online for that soon.